Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course, @DavidDondi on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Most people in South Africa would be better served with an SUV than a bucky, and one of my favorites in this regard is the Ford Everest. Call it the station wagon version of a Ford Ranger bucky, if you will. I just tested the economy model in this range, if you will, and at just over 1 bar for the 10-speed 4x4, it is stretching the word, I guess. That is the Ford Everest XLT, and this was, of course, the 4x4 version, as I mentioned, and you've got 154 kilowatts on tap and 500 newton meters of torque, and that's all out of a 2-liter biturbo diesel, and that's plenty. You can tow 3.5 tons with that. It's a part-time 4x4 system. The fuel consumption is claimed at 7.5 liters per 100 kilometers. I got closer to 9 in city driving, and it comes with all the toys that you need and very few of the ones you don't. But there are one or two notable things that you'd have to go to the more expensive models. So you've got things like electronic locking rear diff, you've got terrain management, you've got hill descent control, you've got climate control, you've got beautiful big Apple CarPlay and Android Auto 10-inch. The driver display is also digital, keyless go, rear view camera. You also get some of the trailer features, but not all of them. You don't get the clever switches for adding accessories, but if you're buying this car, that's probably not the right model for you. But what you don't get is adaptive cruise control, and I think that's fair enough. But you are getting a solid Ford experience with the beauty of the chassis and that drivetrain. And you also get the pre-collision assist, automatic emergency braking, and the lane keep assist, and the blind spot monitoring, and rear cross-traffic alert, and of course the airbags. And you've got a 76.5-litre tank and 7-seat arrangement. It's all pretty darn good. You can't complain about it. And I would recommend it if you are shopping. I think the two cars that compare are the Fortuna and the Everest, and as always, I'm still in the Everest camp on this particular one. I think the Everest beats it on absolutely every comparison, with the possible exception of depreciation. And that's the Ford Everest XLT, and that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels, and find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.